This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Join Kenny Caraway and Coach Brennan Marion out at Bar West this Wednesday, 7 o'clock for Coach's Corner. Coach Marion and KC hang out. They talk Sac State football. Of course, that game is available on ESPN 1320, that show is available on ESPN 1320. But go hang out and watch the show live, man.
Vibes up Sac State with a big-time win against Weber State on Saturday night. I said during the game, I said, these guys are going to run for 400-plus yards in this game. Like, they were running crazy. I was wrong. Mm-hmm. I was wrong. They only ran for 397 yards on the ground.
Well, shame on you.
Yeah, bad job by me. Yes, indeed. They probably would have gotten more. They probably would have got over 400 if Ronnie Hammond wouldn't have had the 99-yard kickoff return for a touchdown.
See, they would have. Yeah. Yep, they absolutely would have. So that's going on this Wednesday at Bar West. Can't wait to get out to Sac State just for one reason or another. Haven't been able to make it out to a game this year, but I've got a couple of opportunities over the next 2 weeks. To make my way out there and hang out in the Sky River touchdown zone, baby. Man.
Homecoming on Saturday. Lil Yachty performing after the game.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Might be out there. Shout out Homecoming. I know what parking lot to park in.
Young Zell performing for one
saw
of the tailgates.
That. Yeah, I saw that. Remember when Young Zell used to perform for us?
No.
Those were the days.
Shout out.
Good old days, man.
Remember when Matt George wasn't a turncoat?
You guys remember when Matt George used to do concerts?
Missed that. Definitely.
Man, Beyond people.
Beyond people.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Did he?
He gave me a heads up. He did.
By the way.
Let him?
He did. They did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Honestly, good for him.
By the way, I can say this now. It's not really an issue. Guess who else was at the Playboi Carti concert last night?
Matt George.
No.
Damn.
Draper?
Drapes was in the building. So.
He had to be with his boy.
Me.
He was actually the one performing for Playboi Carti.
Oh, there you go.
Me, Drapes, and my guy, Jay Johnson, we were all there last night with the kids. And we were all like, we don't have no idea what's going on. But, yeah.
Wait, how old is Jay? Jay's little girl?
Yeah.
How old is she?
Say like maybe 16, 17 years old.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Holy
yeah, bro.
Crap.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So we were, ironically, we were all on that level. And I'm walking by and I'm like, hey, Casey. I'm like, what's up, man? What you doing? He said, man, I got my daughter here. Then I came out later. Look at this dude. There goes drapes in the face. Yeah, my son's here. And we were like, I don't know nothing that's going on. But it was interesting. That was one of the first times I've experienced that.
If I didn't know he had an endorsement, I'd see if we can get drapes on the show. But
well,
man, I know better. I know better. Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the place to play with 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games. Sky is the limit at Sky River Casino. We're going to be there once again coming up on November 17th. Monday Night Football.
Yes, sir.
It's the Dallas Cowboys and the Las Vegas Raiders. Stanley, come hang out.
Come on.
We're going to bring Stanley and Drew down up to that, up to the couches to watch their team from the front row. Drew down, wear that Tony Romo jersey and them cowboy boots again and come through, hang out.
I'm telling
Raiders
you right
did
now.
Get a win yesterday.
They did. I'm telling you.
The result was the team fired their coach.
They said, this is enough.
So that's how we're doing, huh? You're fired, pal.
I'll be going for the Raiders in that game. Don't get it twisted. Definitely going to be going
well,
for the Raiders.
The Cowboys lost to the Panthers.
No, we got to stop talking about the Panthers that way.
Come on, man.
What are they, 3-3?
Panthers aren't good. I don't care if they're 3-3. They're not a good football team.
Okay.
I don't think they're good.
They're not Russell Wilson rankings though.
No, that's fine.
That's all I'm saying.
That's fine. You're 3-3 in the Panthers, but you still think the Colts stink.
I don't think the Colts stink. I think they're in the playoffs. And their offense is actually becoming more and more impressive every week for me at least.
That offense, man. Daniel Jones winning some awards this year.
Yeah, that offense.
Keep this up. Daniel Jones winning some
awards. But the Panthers are no longer in the RWR. So
definitely.
To say they lost to the Panthers is not, it's not that.
I see the confusion. RWR is the Russell Wilson rankings. It's where we rank the worst teams in the NFL.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Are the Panthers the Keegan Murray of NFL team?
Now, look, I do want to say something.
Like I got to see it to believe in their ceiling.
I do want to clarify something.
Might be the Giants.
There's something there with the Giants.
There is.
I do think that the Kings and Keegan Murray agree to a deal before the deadline. I do think that happens, and when that happens, I don't have a problem with it because there's an aspect of I'm going to just do right by my player, regardless of if that means I'm slightly overpaid.
I think Kyle just said hallelujah. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I was trying to get at. It was. Okay. It was like, thank God.
We talk about Josh Giddey, though. Do you think it's good business if nobody was going to pay Josh Giddey $25 million a year to pay him $25 million?
I don't think anybody was. Like, who could have paid him
if
that?
If the number, and this is drastic, maybe for dramatic effect, that's my point too. If the number was $15 to $18 million a year, and they said no, we're gonna pay you $25 million a year, is that good business?
No.
So if the number is $15 to $18 for Keegan, you just for vibes, and I want to reiterate, I understand that matters, and I respect it, but just for vibes, we're gonna give you an extra $5 million a year.
I think the disconnect here is there's not a ton of teams that are going to have cap space to outright sign Keegan. So you saying, oh, Scott's calling around and teams only have $15 million. Like, well, that's not necessarily his market. That's just what teams have available. It's not a true open market. Everybody, it's a free for all. Anybody can offer Keegan whatever they want. Restricted free agency, allows the Kings to obviously match whatever's out there, but like there may not just be any money out there.
That's all I'm saying. You're
viewing it, so if it's from that perspective, then you're being a jerk. Like if you think, oh, this is a $20 million a year player, but man, if we let him hit restricted free agency, not a lot of teams with cap space, he's only going to get like a little bit above the mid-level, so that's what we'll pay him. Like, dude, that sucks. That's bad vibes.
I don't like that at all. I don't disagree.
Can I change the word real quick before
Please.
You? It's not bad vibes. It's bad business. because agents take note of that stuff. Mm-hmm. They remember that stuff. Mm-hmm. Players remember that stuff. And then the moniker of I don't want to play in ... becomes a thing around the league.
And you may have to make sure if you're Sacramento and you're Scott Perry, just to get people in the building sometimes, you may have to do that.
Yeah, but I believe you absolutely do.
But I'd ask you guys again, if Josh Giddey got $25 million a year, if the whoever the GM is over there asked around and nobody was talking more than $17 million, is that good business to sign him to $25 million?
Do you think he's a $25 million a year player? Do you? Not the league. Because not because of cap space and numbers, do you think he's a $25 million a year player?
I mean, outside of, well, yeah.
Then I think you sign him. I think you sign him. I think the scenario you're presenting becomes more optimal for the team if it's a number you're uncomfortable with. Mm-hmm. They want $25 million. He's not a $25 million a year player. He's a $18 to $20 million a year player. Mm-hmm. Look, man, that's what you want. We're not going to stand in the way of what you want. Go try the market. We're here. If it's a number we're uncomfortable with, we're hate to lose you. Of course, this is just stuff you say. But, like, you already know. And that's the thing. They know, too.
Mm. Sure.
So I don't know where Keegan's people are at. I don't know where Scott Perry is at in the Kings front office. But I'm with you in the sense I ultimately think a deal does get done. And I think it's probably right at the number we're talking about.
The Josh Giddey contract is $25 million flat for 4 years.
I thought it was $25 million per. I thought he got $100.
No, it is. I'm sorry.
No, he got a $100 million contract.
$100 million contract, but it's $25 million per year.
Yeah, it's so not
his,
up or
his
down.
Cap,
yeah.
His cap number like goes. His percentage of the cap goes down.
Yeah.
Like so that $25 million is decreasing in value as the years go on.
Yeah.
And mind you, I want Keegan Murray on the team. I want him here.
Allegedly.
The last two and a half hours say otherwise, pal.
No, I just asked. Like, I think the argument you guys have was like, just do it. Just because, like, that's what you do. And that may be the correct argument. But I also don't have to. Like, I don't have to do it right now if I'm the Kings.
I think you would have terrible relationships with your players.
I think I'd have good relationships.
I don't
no
think
chance.
You would.
No chance.
Absolutely.
Absolutely no
terrible,
chance.
Terrible relationships with your players, and you would have awful relationships with their agents.
I'd have a great relationship with both. Okay. I'd have a great relationship.
You've stormed with out of like five meetings in the last 3 years.
I'd have a great relationship with both. But so I just want to be clear. Like, just sign them just because, right? Like, just because that's the vibes. Even if that's not what people are offering.
No, because people aren't going to offer what his market value is.
I think
Keegan Murray a $20 million a year player, yes or no?
I think he is. I think he's potentially more than $20 million. And we could end it whenever you're done talking about.
Because I don't want to say we can end it after I talk because I don't want to
say I have the last word or nothing like that. But just give them the extra $4 million a year just because. It doesn't matter what you think his value is. If his actual value, once again, buying a house. The house, nobody's paying $400 million for this. They're paying no more than $400 million. You're just going to go buy it for $700 million?
You shop in different tax brackets.
That's a great point.
$700 million house. I can't even fathom what that
is. You hear how he's talking about this? It's like his vacation home. Like, if you're going to buy a second house and it's $700 million.
What does a $700 million house consist of?
You can't use this. Time out, real quick. You can't use that analogy, though, because the analogy you're using is a free open market. There's no salary cap to consider. There's nothing. I could charge $700 million for my house. And it's obvious nobody's ever going to buy. The issue is that you're talking about Keegan being offered 15 or 16 on the open market, but he's going into a market where nobody really has the cap space to truly get him to the number that he should be valued at.
And I understand you saying if you go just based on the market that you'd be being a jerk. I'm just asking the question. If you know nobody else is able to pay that or will pay that, you'll give him an extra $5 million a year.
If that, yes. Okay. Yeah. I would.
Okay.
I don't have
a problem with that. Like, that's fine. I want Keegan and all these players to get as much money as possible. I was just asking a question. That's all.
I'm going to go eat my lunch now.
All right.
What'd you have for lunch?
Got some chili.
Chili guy, huh? I don't like chili.
Enjoy your lunch. Well, don't ruin his lunch. Just like, oh, I don't like
chili. Good thing I didn't bring it for you.
Yeah. Chili sucks.
Babe, don't make the chili again. Kenny doesn't like it.
Oh,
you're going to get a call tonight about 6:45 p.m. Be like, hey, Kenny, I'm thinking about having XYZ for dinner. Is that cool? Is it cool?
Well, you know.
Chili? Question mark?
Well, you know what I do? I take that back because the wife actually makes good chili. But you know what she does? Is she, all right, adults. No, I'm at Johnson here. She puts ground beef in the chili. I hadn't had that before. I just had, like, you know, the just chili with no ground beef. I do like it with that. I don't like beans.
Chili with no beef?
I don't like beans. So
then it's not chili. You're just having beef. Or bean stew.
Well, maybe. Wait. I've had it wrong the whole time, but she puts ground beef in there.
Yeah, so, that's what you do.
Hold on a sec. Are there no beans in her chili?
There are, but the ground beef like makes it acceptable. Prominent. Yeah, okay, it makes it acceptable. Before, I guess I was just having it all wrong. It'd just be chili with like just the sauce and the beans.
Yeah, you had it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, the beef's got to go with the beans.
What?
Yeah, come on, man. You're playing with fire over there. What's Stop. The
No, he's not playing with anything. Nah, he's getting punished.
No, I'm the ref.
He smirked when he said it too. He knew.
Just trying to get my head around the situation. That's all.
Oh, come on. All right. Another one. Matter of fact, I don't have any more flags. Take my hat off on this one.
Not that it matters. Kings played on Friday and lost.
Oh, all right, man. No, I'm glad you brought this up. I am glad you brought this up. We're going to talk about
I didn't bring up Fred Warner. I thought you'd be happy.
No. This is damn ridiculous. And this actually kind of pissed me off. This pissed me off, all right? Now, I want to preface this by saying, maybe I don't have the same setup as everybody else, and it was perfectly fine. But the setup that was going on with the NBA, where they were using the Blazers in-arena video feed is a joke.
Yeah.
It's an embarrassment. You want to talk about hundreds of millions of billions of dollars. What the hell is going on in the NBA? Where you got a penny pinch where in the first quarter, at the very least, half of the Kings' offensive possessions were never shown. Because we had to see Drew Holiday continuing to make a layup in three different angles because that's what was going on Blazer Vision. That pissed me off.
Only thing worse was the audio. Oh
my God.
The audio was a disaster. Why, for a league that has negotiated billions of dollars worth of television deals. They just launched the new NBA app today.
Yeah, still trying to figure that out. Is it on TV or not?
I don't know. And I'm past the point of caring, to be honest with you. Like, I'm inevitably going to miss games during the season. Oh, man. Okay. Hey, we got to start the show with that crazy ending to the to the Lakers. Wait, what was that? What was that on? It was on Amazon. Forgot. I didn't see it, so I forgot. It's amazing they can't figure out how to air preseason games properly.
It's so ridiculous. If it's about money, Uncle V, all you guys, if it's about money, look, I'll have me do it. I'll do it.
You'll do what?
I'll broadcast the games, okay? If it's where I don't want to pay full price, I'll do play-by-play and color analysts, all right? For a cool $500,000, you won't have to worry about nothing per game.
Well, for those who don't know, that is a pretty big discount for Kenny. Like, he doesn't
per game.
He doesn't. Oh, well, that again, it's still a massive discount.
This
is like $500,000. That's like you make Friends money. Like, you're a million plus. You're Charlie Sheen money. Like $2.5 million an episode.
That also reminds me, by the way, everybody. I think. Yeah, I'm going to make sure I got the matchup correct. But I'm making my analyst debut on Friday night.
Okay. Where at?
In Granite Bay.
You going to 1142?
No.
Oh.
It is Rockland versus Granite Bay.
Okay.
I'm going to be on the color. Or that color analyst, not the play-by-play. Breaking it down.
But this is basketball.
No, this is football.
Football?
Yeah.
And where do we get to watch this game?
I believe it's on the NFHS network. I'm pretty sure.
So do it one more time.
NFHS. I think it's National Something High School Network.
Could it be football?
No, because they do basketball. They do all high school sports on that network.
Okay.
The NFHS network.
Okay.
I'll be doing the...
Is that $9.99 a month?
I think it's $11 a month. But, yeah. Check me out, man. Rockland, Granite Bay. I'm not going to disclose that.
Okay. It's, yeah. It's cool. You want to be relatable. I understand. I understand. That's awesome. That's awesome. You said that's this Friday?
Yeah. I'm primarily going to be doing like basketball games, but I talked to my guy. He's like, you want to do this football game with me? I was like, sure.
There you go.
I got to watch some games now.
Do you want to talk about the Kings game, or should we?
No, we can talk about the Kings. I've ranted about that ridiculousness that took place on Friday night when you talk about the broadcast. And it would even bled into like the, you know, the YouTube 10-minute highlights.
Oh,
it bled into that.
You know what made it worse?
That was a joke.
You know what made that situation worse was we didn't get to watch it live
because
it was Friday. So we had to sit through that on a replay of the game. And thankfully, I went to the app and was able to navigate some of that stuff a little bit. It can get difficult. Like it's hard to watch games on a continuous stream on that Synergy app. So you still have a lot of navigating to do. But it was a really, really frustrating watch. The only good thing was I didn't watch it till after the 49ers game yesterday before our TV hit. And I started, like, I knew what I was looking for. So I was able to navigate that game a little bit easier than if I had just had to sit there and watch that very frustrating broadcast.
Do we know if that's how it was live? Like, for the people who watched it live?
I assume it was, because that's what the stream I found was.
That had me cross the
streets. That was how, like, that's the copy of the game, right? That's what lives of that
NBA
game.
NBA should be utterly embarrassed that they bubblegum and tape this stuff.
A lot of preseason games have been like that before. Yeah,
they bubblegum and tape this stuff. It's the preseason. Terrible. It's 2025, bro.
Terrible.
They stream stuff on IG Live. People stream games on IG Live. You can't find a better way to get your product out there. Okay,
as Adam would say, just watch it on YouTube.
Once again, I was crosses two sticks.
I know that when we were out on Friday, I saw that Dario was playing and thought, oh, that's cute. By Sunday, I was watching those Dario minutes very closely. And I don't know, and it kind of, you know, before we got into contract extensions and all that other stuff, I don't know where the Sacramento Kings go in this situation with Keegan Murray's absence from the lineup. We heard Doug. As a matter of fact, here's Doug Christie today. We'll check in with Sean Cunningham, his video courtesy of KCRA. No, they probably don't like me playing this because I don't think they like us, but still. Here's Doug Christie today.
Day two of making adjustments without Keegan. Just what's it been like? What are you trying out? What's working, what's not?
I mean, we're working, you know, C2 bigs. We're working everything. I mean, trying to figure out different scenarios. And, you know, we got to put them out there in situations where there's execution, but there's also full court. Today was more of an execution day, just trying to see what works, the gravity of certain players. They're stretching the floor by three-point shooters, and they're stretching the floor vertically. So there are a lot of different looks.
I saw you talking to Dario Saric out here for a little bit. Just how surprised are you to have him in camp and sort of the player that he is after not really being able to see much of him last year?
You know, Dario is he uses his mind when he plays, and I love that he has a knowledge of the game, understands on the defensive end, more of your team defender, being in the right spots, using his voice and talking. But his ability to make shots, I mean, that's big, because it gives space to all of our guys to be able to get downhill, and then that gravity and all of that just creates three-pointers. He understands how to play next game. Once he catches it, he's looking to shoot. He's on to the dribble, handoff, pitching, like all those different things. That's high-level stuff. So it's a pleasure to be able to coach him, for sure.
Figuring out that starting group, do you hope to have consistency with who's out there, or do you think it could be situational based on matchup?
Definitely. I think it's going to be, you know, maybe matchup-based and different things that we got to think. But more than anything, it's not really about who starts. It's about who finishes. So understanding that from night to night, there might be matchups that are beneficial to us, and we're going to look at all of them.
I don't imagine it's like going back to square one, but does this feel a little bit like a reset when you have to kind of make an adjustment like this?
I mean, it doesn't necessarily feel that way, but I mean, it is what it is. You got to deal with it. Keegan is a really incredible talent that we value very highly, and unfortunate what happened. So, but you know, as it goes, we have to figure out a way to make it work, and that's what we're doing every day.
With the roster construction, do you lean into small ball at all?
It's a possibility. I think, again, to the previous question, I think that's one that we look at and say, what are the matchups tonight? And if they are in that small ball arena, or we feel like we can get away with it, you know, we test it out. And some of that is, listen, you're going to test it out, and small ball works if small ball is working. And, you know, two bigs works if two bigs is working. So it's gonna be, you know, we're going to have to try certain things and see what's working on a given night, and then adjust accordingly.
When you look at the first couple of preseason games, your assessment of this team, where do you feel the biggest areas for improvement are?
Well, for me, it's always going to be defense. I think, you know, we can look at the offensive end, but I think, you know, shot profile and different things can affect your defense, your transition defense. There's a smoothness to what we want to do when we talk about our offensive pillars of pace, space, and sharing the basketball. You know, we want to move the ball up the floor, whether it's with a dribble or with a pass. And then once we get into that, we got to get into the next actions and make the game move for us. Move the ball and move bodies. And so it's not so much about like how individuals are playing or a group. It's right now we're creating an identity. An identity is who it's going to be regardless who comes in here. Now you do have to play to your talent and what you got out there, but there are certain parts of the game that we are not going to bulge on, and it has to be what it has to be.
Always take the more on a Doug Christie answer.
Yeah, that's a good call.
He's going to give you a thorough response. He said a lot there. We'll come back. We'll break down what Doug Christie had to say. Spoiler alert, none of it's good. Stilo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
James Hamm going to join us coming up here in just a few minutes. The other half of the Insiders, Kyle Matson's been with us all day. We're greatly appreciative of both Kyle and Joe for making their days a little bit longer to hang out with us while Jesse is out. Jesse will be back with us next Monday.
I had a question as I was walking back in here that I just thought about, and I don't – because I want to hear more Doug Christie. I want to hear what you got to say about what Doug Christie had to say. And, like, I want to get into that. But I had something I wanted to ask both of you guys about, this Keegan Murray thing. And I laid out the scenario where the market says he's $17 million. They want 20. We said, hey, would you just give him the extra $3 million a year or whatever. Mm-hmm. What we say is what we say. The question is, do you think Scott Perry would do that based on some of the things we saw from him over the summer? And it seems like he's like really on not doing more than what he knows is out there. Do you think Scott Perry?
Yeah, I assume you're referring to the Jonathan Kuminga situation.
Yeah, the Kuminga situation. Then I don't know if there was too many other free agent situations, whether the Schroeder, I don't know where that went, but Scott was pretty adamant about, at least from all reports, about what he was willing to offer.
Let me answer that question by first asking one of my own. Do you think he overpaid for Dennis Schroeder?
It feels like it. It feels like he did. I feel
so
like
then the answer should be emphatically yes.
Yeah. Feels like there's not a lot of people that were.
The answer should be yes. And this is something we can spend more time on tomorrow. Maybe it's something we don't even have to spend time on. But I did have the realization at some point, and I can't. I think it's because the four and the five are the two spots on the floor that feel so like don't lose anyone, particularly Keegan and Domas. Like, don't lose those guys. Like, the depth in those positions. The depth at those positions is so bad, but it's like, yo, why did we trade Valanciunas? So all of that time, like, oh, Kings fans talking for years about acquiring Jonas Valanciunas. Like, what didn't he do last year during his time here that you wouldn't want him to continue to be here?
Right. Well, you had to get under the tax,
and which is why, but you had to get under the tax to sign Dennis Schroeder. I would have signed Russell Westbrook instead.
Thank you.
I would have kept Valanciunas and signed Russell Westbrook instead. So if your assessment that maybe they overpaid, and if they did, I don't think it's a ton, but if they overpaid for Dennis Schroeder, then yeah, do you give a little on $2 or $3 million for Keegan Murray? Like, yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. If you believe in him as a player. Obviously they believe in Dennis Schroeder as a player. I do it. I just like As it feels like this thing, and Bob Brown can call it Russell Westbrook bias if you want to. Like, Bob Brown hates Dennis Schroeder. I like Dennis Schroeder a lot. I think he's a good ball player. But I think for what Dennis Schroeder brings, Russell Westbrook could have brought that, and you could have kept Valanciunas.
Yeah, it's the dollar amount on the contract matters.
Yeah, absolutely it does.
The
if you could assign Dennis and kept Valanciunas, well, then fine. There's no discussion here.
Yeah.
But by all understandings, you couldn't.
Right.
Casey, sorry.
I was just going to say the one thing about Valanciunas that we don't know is it felt like maybe he was ready to leave the NBA.
So I saw Michael says, I think you're missing the part that JV didn't want to be here. I didn't hear that. So I apologize for missing that King's Beat or that Locked On podcast or Deuce and Mo or Schefter, whoever broke that story. Now, the idea that, like, did him pursuing that overseas option start after he was traded or before he was traded?
I would think it's probably – my thought would be it's before, only because you get traded to Denver, which is one of the premier teams in the league right now, and you still don't want to be here no more, or all of a sudden you don't want to – you want to go overseas? Mm-hmm. That – could be wrong, but that doesn't line up, right? Like,
but
it would be like,
but at the same,
it would be like if you were traded to Washington, you're like, oh hell no, I'm gonna just go overseas.
It's a tough look if Jonas Valanciunas told the Kings, hey, I'm done playing in the NBA, I'm gonna go overseas now, and the Kings said, tight, we're gonna trade you for Dario Saric, and you can tell the Nuggets that you're not gonna play here anymore, and the Nuggets said, you actually are gonna play here, you're under contract. So,
but the dumb part of there's no way that could have. Scott Perry is not stupid. Mm-hmm. There's no way that could have been the conversation, because if Valanciunas had just said, hey, I want to go play overseas, couldn't the Kings have just said, great, your contract is voided, we now have $11 million on our cap or whatever the number is, mm-hmm. and you're free to go do whatever you want. And we don't, because it's at any point, if this thing had gone through with, or at the start of this thing with Denver could have been like, you're doing what? Oh, then we're not trading for
right,
you.
Right. True. Very true.
So the, I don't, I, the, yeah, and, I don't and that's why, like, I can't map out a timeline as to how, like, this works. So I don't believe the Kings traded Valanciunas because he didn't want to play in the NBA anymore.
Right.
Now, if he didn't want to be in Sacramento anymore, that's different. And I don't know anything about that. Haven't heard a whisper of it. Don't know. But to answer your question, yes, I would give a little on whatever the dollar figure Keegan's people might ask.
You think Scott Perry?
I think I think he set the precedent that he should.
Right.
With the Dennis Schroeder signing. We can go back to hear more from Doug.
We could Keegan. I just thought about that. I was
no,
like,
I got you.
I wonder what Scott Perry would do in that situation.
Well, this actually ties into our conversation perfectly.
Real quick, I think Scott Perry wants to move Keegan to the three, so I think he would do that because he thinks Keegan is currently miscast.
I completely agree with you. And to go back to the line Kenny just said, I think some of his moves this summer show that.
Yep.
Because he had no problem stating, like, yeah, or allegedly telling Jonathan Kuminga's people he had a starting role here. And we all came to the conclusion that was 4-3 for Keegan, 2 for Zach, and then it was probably DeMar that you'd have to manage.
And for the record, I think Scott Perry's wrong if he believes that. I don't think. I'm in the minority. I don't think Keegan Murray's a three.
He doesn't because
move,
of
he doesn't move well enough.
Guarding at the three guarding or offensively
the
at the three?
Guarding at the threes.
Okay.
I think I'm wrong. I'm not wrong, but a lot of people think I'm wrong in this. I think he's great at the four. In today's NBA, like I said, you're not going up against Charles Oakley and Derek Coleman at the four every day. You're going up against Jake LaRavia at the four and Jared Vanderbilt.
A lot of Jake LaRavia references today.
And Jared Vanderbilt. And Patrick Williams, like I think Keegan is actually really good at the four, but I think Manny might think that too. Me and him might be the only ones who think that.
Doug mentioned, here's the bad news. Keegan's not starting the season at the four, or the three,
or the two, or the one.
He's not starting anywhere, except the injured list. Doug. This isn't going to come across the way I want it to. So I'll just, I don't think they have a clue what they're going to do. I think they're just trying to, I think they're doing their best to try to mess with certain things during practice to see what they can march out there. And the good news is they play on Wednesday. So whatever they're doing yesterday, today, tomorrow, they can try on Wednesday at the Golden One Center. But he talked about going small. He talked about, yeah, you know, if small ball presents itself, like, hey, maybe we do that. Mm. You've got Chet Holmgren, Giannis Antetokounmpo. By the way, you got Chet Holmgren multiple times. Giannis Antetokounmpo. You got Julius Randle in here. You've got Julius Randle multiple times in here. You got Lauri Markkanen, who's 7'9". You got Jaren Jackson Jr. These are all in the Kings' first like 20-something games of the season. I don't know that going small is the move. I don't know that certainly starting the game small, which is something that I speculated on, is if defense is such a big issue, do you consider finagling a way to get Keon Ellis in the starting lineup? What's that look like, bro? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I have no clue. But do you figure out a way to do it because you want that defender on the court to start the game? He also used the line of, and maybe this gave us a window into something, maybe. It doesn't matter who starts, it matters who finishes. I hate the line, but Doug said it. Mm-hmm. Okay, are we being introduced into a KZ Akpala situation where maybe he does start Dario? Maybe he starts Max. Maybe Braxton Moreno starts next to Domantas Sabonis, but he only plays the first 3 or 4 minutes of the half. And then that's where Keon Ellis comes in and you get that defender. And your goal for the first 3 to 4 minutes of every single game is essentially to survive it. Survive that 3 to 4 minutes as best you can. Try to get something going offensively. And then, again, assumption, you bring Keon Ellis in wherever you feel you need to, and I don't know, I guess Dario, maybe Isaac Jones, and you try to, you know, set yourself defensively somehow, some way.
Yeah. One thing that you might be able to do, and it depends on how this guy looks as the preseason goes along and we close up training camp, is there may be scenarios where you have Maxime Reynaud in there at the five and you move Domas to the four.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, and when I say that, that's not to start the game. I'm looking more so at the end of games.
I see.
You may also do the same thing with Sarge and have him guard fives and Domas guarding some fours. That's a tough look in any situation. I also think you keep Domas at the five and maybe you have Isaac Jones guarding some of those fours because I think he can do that. You lose on the offensive end, though, because I haven't seen enough of his jump shot to make me think that that's part of his game at this point. But you get the toughness, you get the physicality, you get the athleticism on the defensive end at that 3-4 spot.
Mm-hmm.
That you're kind of missing with Keegan. So I think with all these guys, this goes back to what we were talking about earlier, you can't, you only had one Keegan Murray on your roster. So all these guys that you put in there, they may be able to keep you above water in certain aspects, but you're going to drown potentially in other aspects. Like I said, Isaac Jones is out there. He might be able to do some of the same defensive things that Keegan does, but he doesn't thread the floor like him. He doesn't score like him. Dario Saric, he might be able to score and a little bit in the same ways that Keegan does, but he's nowhere near the defender that Keegan is. So, and Maxine may not be ready for that. And then you put Domantas Sabonis at a four spot, and he'd have a hard time staying with Julius Randle or something like that. So, nothing is going to be a clean fit, but this is where I talked about earlier. You may look at certain matchups, certain scenarios, and wonder if you can just get by until Keegan's able to get back 5-6 weeks from now.
Let's see what TC's talking about here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. TC, what's up, baby?
What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, man? How you doing, TC?
Man, I'm just making it through. I'm not even, to be honest with you, I'm going to lay it right on the table. We don't even talk in Niners, bro, because y'all heard me earlier, right?
That was crazy, by the way.
Because it's fine, huh?
That was crazy, by the way.
Hey, listen, I know, bro, but 5-4, hey, what you talking about? What I said.
Shout out to everybody who didn't hear him earlier, and shout out to everybody who hasn't been spending the last 5 hours.
He found a way to blame Kyle. He found a way to talk about Fred Warner and blame Kyle Shanahan with the offensive line.
No, give me a minute. Give me a.
We'll talk about that tomorrow. We'll talk about that tomorrow. What you got to say with the Kings?
Hey, not the Kings, bro. Hey, this situation. So are we supposed to, like, tank or blow the whole season up because Keegan? Like, we don't have Keegan for a couple weeks. I'm not really understanding. Like, I know we can't be so matter of fact of what we say, but it kind of is like next man up, bro. Like, we can figure it out between Neek and the guys that we got, bro, at that position until dude come back, right? So what are we really talking about? We talking about finding a guy that's going to shoot maybe, what, 5 or 6 times a game, and then we going to get on here the next day talking about, bro, you got to shoot more shots. We can find somebody on the roster to do that. I get it. Keegan is very important, bro. But this ain't the end of the season, bro, just because he messed up his thumb. That's what I'm calling with, bro.
All right, TC. We'll see you tomorrow. James. Oh, James.
You also took a TC call.
Yeah, we take TC calls, TC, man. It's all good, man. That's love.
We always
That's love. That's always love.
Today's show has been a mess. First of all, it's just been an absolute disaster. We've been arguing for most of it.
Down.
Yeah, we apparently lost our spiritual leader too. So let's start with Doug, because that's what we were just talking about. You talked to Doug a few minutes ago. I thought you asked him some pretty direct questions. And as much as I love Doug Christie, and you tell me if I'm completely off base on this. Kyle Shanahan just said that he expects George Kittle to play on Sunday. So there's a little good news for San Francisco 49er fans. Kyle Shanahan said he expects George Kittle to return from his hamstring injury on Sunday versus the Falcons. I didn't get the idea that Doug has the slightest clue what they're going to do on Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, I mean, part of it is that you're facing a team that's extremely unique, right? So the Clippers, they've got two giants at the center position because they signed Brooke Lopez to go with Zubats. So you know you're going to have to play your big men there. You know, they have a super athlete in John Collins at the 4. They've got Kawhi at the 3. Like, they've got all kinds of athleticism and 6'8" dudes, and you don't have one of them to run out there and play against him. So, like, look, I think he's still in the same mode that a lot of us are in, that, you know, it just happened. It feels fresh. It feels new. And, you know, you're talking about 6, maybe 7 weeks playing without Keegan, maybe a little bit longer, maybe a little bit less, but still, you know, between 12 and 20 something games without your starting power forward / your all defensive guy that you have. So, you know, I asked him about getting the call, and, you know, he's been through a lot of injuries, not just himself, but, you know, he's on the team that Chris Webber blows out his knee. And, you know, you get that call in the offseason that, or, you know, in the playoffs that, hey, Webber's done. And not only is he done, but, like, it's microfracture and he's going to be gone for all next season as well. So I kind of wanted his perspective. Forever. Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, their dynasty ended that day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, without any question, their attempted dynasty. It ended the day that Chris Webber blew out his knee. We just didn't know it. Right. And, you know, strangely enough, that's the day my oldest was born. I was in the hospital watching the game, May 8th, 2003. So it's one of those moments where you're, you know, you don't really know what's happening until you're, like, deep in it. And you have time to kind of understand the ramifications. But I think Doug is kind of in that same mode right now. He's trying to figure out exactly what to do. And does that mean more Dario Saric? Does it mean putting Maxime Reynaud at the 5 and moving Domas to the 4? Does it mean going small and putting Nick Clifford in the starting lineup and moving DeMar DeRozan over? Like, who knows? Because what the one thing I will tell you is that Doug doesn't have Hedo Turkoglu standing there when a guy like Peja Stojakovic goes down. He doesn't have a Bobby Jackson to fill in for a Mike Bibby when he hurt his wrist. And maybe he's got that, but he certainly doesn't have a Scott Pollard that can step on the court and be the type of player, or Brad Miller to go be the type of player in case you lose Vlade or Chris. And so he's kind of stuck at this one position that we've pointed at for the last 3 or 4 years. They just have never been able to find a secondary person. And now it's worst case scenario.
Do you look at guys like Sarge and Isaac Jones potentially as guys that, you know, might be able to help out with certain things? If they're not able to help out with everything, are there things that they can bring to the table that are Keegan Murray like, you know, separately?
I mean, the true answer to that question is absolutely not. Like, none of those guys bring what Keegan Murray brings. That doesn't mean they can't bring their own whatever they bring to a game, but they are not in any way, shape, or form Keegan Murray clones that just aren't as good. That's not what they are. You know, there's a big difference between a guy who's a 3-4 and he's playing the 4, and he can also defend 1-2s and 3s, you know, than a guy like Isaac Jones or Dario Saric. They're more like 4-5s, right? They can defend the 4 a little bit, and they can defend the 5. I don't think Dario Saric, I don't, like, honestly, Doug talked about it today. He's more of a team defender. I think maybe if you squint really hard, you can see Nemanja Bjelica with Dario Saric. Like, maybe. And you know, when it comes to Isaac Jones, like, you're still developing him and you're hoping that he can be like a 4-5. You know, the guy that he's tried to model his game after is Aaron Gordon and John Collins. So that's just a different type of player than what Keegan Murray is. And so you just lost your most versatile player. And it doesn't matter whether he's averaging 12 points a game or 15, or he's shooting 40%, or he's shooting 34% from three. He's by far your most versatile player. And when you lose that, especially in a league that's built on versatility now, then you're going to be in a lot of trouble.
How doom and gloom are you for this injury and what it means for Sacramento to start this season?
I got to be honest. I don't think of the first 19 games any differently. I mean, yeah, is it going to be tough? Yeah, it's going to be tough. But the first 19, 20 games of the season were going to be extremely difficult one way or another. So do I think, it's more that you're not able to build. You're not able to, like, start establishing who and what you are and the culture that you're going to do. Because there's just a big difference between, you know, plugging any of those players in and plugging Keegan in. I think if anything, it just puts another gigantic spotlight on the fact that this roster, for whatever reason, they haven't been able to add this type of player to mask this. You know, you don't, like, the 49ers losing Fred Warner. You don't ever have a second Fred Warner hiding on your bench. Mm-hmm. You don't. But you might have a guy who's versatile enough to play the position. I don't think the 49ers do. But that's going to be tested. And maybe they've got someone who can fill in admirably who just isn't to the same level. The Kings don't have the same type of player. And so that's my biggest concern. But again, you know, this season is, to me, was always going to be a little weird until you kind of made the moves that you're hoping that they would make. And that just means that everyone's in a holding pattern. So I think maybe one of the good things is this might put the Kings in a position where they are either more aggressive or more honest about where they are as a ball club. And, you know, that's probably a good thing.
How would you go about this if you were Doug Christie and trying to work through this while Keegan Murray is down and with the guys that you have on your roster? How would you look to go about this to try to keep your head above water during this time?
I'd give myself like 2, maybe 3 options. I would establish what they are very quickly, and I would stick to it and hope that I chose right. Like, to be honest with you, he's got a couple of options here. Like, he can start Keon Ellis at the two, push Zach LaVine to the three, move DeMar DeRozan to the four, and start those five players. You know, that's one avenue. He can, you know, again, go Reno and push Domas to the four. He can start Dario Saric and see what happens. He can start Isaac Jones and see what happens. Like, but whatever it is, you need to have like two or three options, and you need to give them a little bit of life. And if, you know, again, option one is probably the Isaac Jones Dario Saric combo. If one of them is not working, you can switch to the other one and see if that helps. But be ready to abandon that and go to something different if that's the case. And so I wouldn't, he's going to try to play it game by game and do some matchup stuff, but that's a really long period of time to do matchups. You know, like, mm-hmm. We're not talking about a 4-game set or something. We're talking about probably between 15 and 20 games. That's a lot. So yeah, there's also, you know, again, Rustog brings up in the chat, there's also the possibility of Eubanks. Like, that's a possibility too, but you don't want to strip away your center depth. You know, I just think it's a tough situation.
Well, those are the two biggest issues. The depth issues are the four and the five, no?
Oh, like, yeah.
That's where the headaches are going to be. And if one goes out in either of those spots, and obviously one has, you're just going to have to chase your tail for however long it is. And in this case, it's 4 to 6 weeks. What's the biggest thing the Kings will be missing with Keegan Murray off the floor?
Yeah, it's just versatility. Like, I mean, even still.
But versatility where? On the defensive end or just on the basketball
On the defensive
floor?
End. Okay. No, on the, well, overall on the basketball court for sure, but on the defensive end, like, you know, they've already had problems all through preseason. You know, they've played two preseason games, and what stands out in the two preseason games is they didn't have anyone to stop Brandon Ingram, and they didn't have anyone to stop Jeremy Grant. Like, those guys, and what happens is the Kings run a switching defense, so those guys, the opposition just switches until they get a smaller player on one of those guys, and they shoot over the top. And it's just because the Kings don't have, like, the switchability that most teams have. You know, Kenny brings up, like, Oklahoma City and sort of how Oklahoma City has a bunch of 6'5", 6'6" guys. They also have 2 7-footers playing center and power forward who play backstop. They also, all those 6'5", 6'6" guys are spectacular athletes who play defense. They're most of them are defense first guys, except for Shea, who's still a very good defender. You know, so you have all of these like players that kind of fit what we keep talking about, how it doesn't have to be a 6'8" guy that plays that position, but what it does have to be is somebody who plays defense, and that's just not the strong suit of either DeMar DeRozan or Zach LaVine. And so, yeah, do the Kings have 6'6" guys? Sure they do, but they're not those tough physical guys. And the other problem the Kings have is that behind them isn't 2 7-footers, one of which only plays defense, and the other one who's even a better defender than the guy who only plays defense, and Chet. Chet is like one of the most versatile big men that we've seen. I'm talking about a center 7-footer who can defend multiple positions. So, like, that's where the Kings, they don't have the overall depth at that 4 or 5 to go out and play the style of defense that we're talking about. The type of defense that a team like Oklahoma or, you know, Boston, when they were great defensively, played. They just don't have the back line to go with the front line to play that style. So I think it does expose them greatly, just because, like, look, this is a guy that you matched up with the best defensive player. I mean, the best offensive player on the other team, and had him chase. And is he a perfect defender? No, but he's as close as the Kings have to a perfect defender. And between him and Keon Ellis, you at least had two guys. I mean, throw in Dennis Schroeder, you have a third guy. So you're thinking, okay, we might be able to hold this thing together with a couple of guys who play really strong defense, and then hope that a guy like Nick Clifford proves up and a couple of the other guys just play better. But when you take away Keegan and his ability to defend, you know, again, the LeBron James and Luka Doncic and Shai Gilgeous and, you know, name that frontline scorer that the Kings put him up against, now you're in a bunch of trouble. And so they should be shopping. They should be, you know, hitting other teams up and asking if anyone's trading someone like this. They should be looking at the waiver wire once that hits in the next week and seeing if someone like shows up on there that makes sense. But, you know, I went through and the cupboard is bare as far as free agency. It's a bunch of 35-year-old, 38-year-old dudes who aren't on teams, and there's a reason why they're on teams. You know, I don't think the Kings need to go re-sign Jay Crowder or something just to have somebody that they can point to and say, see, we got a 6'6", 6'7" guy that you guys keep talking about. That's not what we're looking for.
He'll be great versus Phoenix, and then he'll never step on the floor again.
Right.
For reasons known to no one.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, there's no way around the fact that losing Keegan Murray is just not a good thing at all. What Doug Christie asked.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
To do is he's got to find a way to kind of put this together with bubble gum and tape for a couple weeks and hope that, you know, Keegan Murray is able to come back and be ready to go and to contribute. And really what he's got to preach, which I think he should have been preaching or has been preaching, since training camp started, is this is going to be a team that is going to be a very good team, defensive team. And you got guys that can keep guys in front of you one-on-one and mainly in the half court. But we also got to be tough on the defensive end as a team, tough on our rebounding. One shot now, it has to be paramount to what they do out there. And this just heightens it because without Keegan Murray, you're one man down. You're top defender down. And everybody's got to step up immediately with really no room for error without a guy like Keegan Murray.
Well, and I think the one other thing you missed there is you brought up rebounding. Keegan's your second best rebounder on this team, and I don't think it's close. Like, he's the guy in the rotation that can go get you 7-8 boards in a game on, you know, almost a nightly basis. And it just hurts when you don't have those guys. So you're hoping, that's where I do think that, you know, someone brings up Neat Clifford here. I do think that Neat Clifford is going to be one of the major options because that dude rebounds.
I think Isaac Jones can be a better, can do what Keegan does on the rebound again.
I hope so.
You miss a lot in other areas, but I think he's a more physical rebounder in some instances than I see consistently from Keegan.
I agree, but there's also too many games where he ends a night with two rebounds. And you're like, look, man, you've got to go out there and establish yourself and get four rebounds in your first stint on the court and show that you're there to rebound and then work from there. And I'm a big Isaac Jones guy. Personality-wise, he's a super, super good kid. And his story's amazing, and he's a hard worker. And I love that he's, like, you know, shooting a three-point shot without any question. But again, to ask somebody who was an undrafted free agent last summer and, you know, played a couple, you know, played 40 something games for the Kings, but not consistently, played, you know, a lot in the G League, to ask him to step in and replace, you know, a former number four overall pick who started almost every game his first 3 years in the league. It's just like, experience wise, there's a huge gap between those two. And again, I like Isaac and I hope it works out. I just know that, like, he's not the rangy defender. So you're hoping he can get some of the rebounds, and you're hoping that maybe Saric can do that as well. But this team needs a team rebound really bad, and they need to figure that out very quick.
Doug also said something, and I believe he said it to you at the start of the media scrum today, and it was that old classic coach's line about it doesn't matter who starts, it matter who's finished, matters who finishes. And that that made me ask KC, like, are we looking at a KZ Akpala situation ahead of us where he finds someone to start the game, whether it's Dario or, you know, maybe the Drew Eubanks at five, like something along those lines, Domas at four, and you're just kind of manipulating the lineup a little bit, crossing your fingers, just trying to get through that first three and a half minutes of the game, and then you put in a rotation, or you make a substitution that really runs you through the next 4 minutes, and then you know the next stretch of basketball, and then you do the same thing to start the second half. Again, it's the Mike Brown KZ Akpala playbook. Did you get that impression? And again, like, it seems like all things are on the table, but when he mentioned starts and finishes, that was the first thing that popped in my head.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I wasn't going to just, you know, throw him a curveball and say, okay, well, it doesn't matter who finishes if you're down 20 going to the fourth.
I don't think he would have responded well to that, to be honest.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's one of the possibilities here, that you're just getting stomped because you don't have the necessary required pieces. Yeah, I mean, like, look, I understand what your question is, and I do think that there is the possibility of, like, the one inning starter here,
mm-hmm.
You know, but who would that be? And, you know, like again, if I know this sounds totally lame, but man, if this team had Kessler Edwards, I could buy that. Cause then you're putting a guy out there who's 6'9" with a crazy 7'3" wingspan, who can sometimes hit a three, who plays hard, who rebounds, who plays defense, who's not very skilled, but you might be able to get away with 3 to 5 minutes to start games and 3 to 5 minutes to start the second half. And then if he's playing well, you play him more. If he's not playing well, you don't bring him back out. They don't have that guy. You know what I mean? They don't have KZ Akpala. They don't have, you know, Mo Harkless. Like, that type of player, if you had that, at least you would understand, like, where they can go and buy the first couple of minutes of a quarter or something to try to, you know, again, play to that idea that it's not really all that important who starts, it's about who finishes. Mm-hmm. But they don't have that player. You know, again, Jake LaRavia would be your starting power forward right now if he was on the team. But somebody swooped in and stole him from you, and you didn't go out and find a different Jake LaRavia. And so that's where I think the problem is. And, like, look, it's not for lack of trying. It's not like Monty McNair didn't go go try to trade for Kyle Kuzma and OG Anunoby and Pascal Siakam and, you know, like Cam Johnson and John Collins. I mean, they've known that this is an issue the whole time. And at the same point, like, Keegan's been playing out of position for 2 years because of it. So now you're kind of at a situation where it's like, it's staring you at the in the face and you can't avoid it. And it's just going to shine a light on the biggest weakness of this team.
Not sure the Kings are going to win any games.
Yeah. 0-82 here.
That's what it sounds like.
But that will please a lot of people until they get the fifth overall pick in the draft. Then they're going to be upset.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the team that lost in the play-in gets the number one at 40 wins.
I don't know, man. Keegan not being there is super tough, man. I don't know. For me personally, it doesn't change a lot how I feel about this team this year, just because he is coming back at some point. Like, if it was a season ender.
Correct. He's not dead.
Yeah, that'd be.
And his ankle wasn't turned in the wrong direction.
Yeah, he's not Fred Warner in this situation. Yeah, yeah.
That'd be different. But, you know, yeah, it's going to be tough while he's out. But, you know, 15, 20 games, not having Keegan Murray, you know, some guys are going to have to step up their game. Some guys are going to have to play a little bit above their head. And if you can get that, you can hold the fort down until he gets back.
Yeah, and it's 4 to 6 weeks, like, starting now.
Right.
Not from next Wednesday.
Right.
So, like, that, I mean, would it have been great if this happened a week ago, you know, 2 weeks ago? Like, sure. But at least you have a couple of preseason games and some training camp left to eat up some of that 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, we had Dr. Pandya on earlier, the professor at UCSF Orthopedic Surgery and the director of sports medicine at the Benioff Children's Hospital, and he kind of broke it down. Like, the one good thing is Keegan is left-handed and he damaged his left hand, but he also doesn't shoot with his left hand. He shoots with his right. So ball handling and some of, you know, his defense and stuff would probably be at a bigger disadvantage. But the one good thing is that Keegan is going to be able to shoot. He's going to be able to work out. He's going to be able to run up and down the court. The only thing he's not going to be able to do is have contact. So whenever it is that hand is healed, 4 to 6 weeks or 7 weeks or 5 weeks, whatever it might be, the day that he's cleared, there's a good chance he's going to be playing like the next day. There isn't going to be a big ramp up with him because he is going to be able to stay in shape. He is going to be able to do all of the other things. He's just not going to be able to do, you know, he's not going to be able to squeeze his hand shut with his left hand at all initially. So it's going to be tough.
So no shaking Keegan's hand.
Yeah, stay away from him, guys.
Stay away.
High five. Use the right hand.
Nah, just give him the deuces. Just like, hey, what's up, Keegs? And he'll just give you the head nod. Hello. It's funny. Like, I was gonna say, like, what a downer of a day, but it's not, because, like, it's a downer for 49er fans.
Yeah,
Kings fans, they already hated the team,
right?
Like, most, not all of them. That's painting with too broad of a lot of Kings fans already dislike this team, and they're like, ah. So we went from bad to worse.
So be it. Who cares?
We'll come back. There's more to talk about.
That's what they want.
Well, some of them might be. Some of them might be. We're going to come back. You talked to Doug, or you guys talked to Doug, about a very interesting topic. Scott Pollard. I want to ask you, because we didn't get to that portion of, we played a little bit of your sound, but we didn't get to that part. I'm very curious to hear what Doug Christie said about Scott Pollard. And for those who don't know that story, we'll reset it and we'll talk more about what this season looks like and what the next 4 to 6 weeks look like without Keegan Murray when D'Lo and Casey return with both of the insiders here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.